This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. What a thrill this is. We are joined by Formula One legend Gunther Steiner.
Our next guest is one of the most popular people in Formula One because he always says it like it is.
We finished fourth and fifth here. Looks like rock stars, huh? And now we're a bunch of wanker.
And has a beautiful way with words.
Hello, fish. Can you bite, please?
This should be relaxing. It's boring.
Please welcome former Haas team principal, Gunther Steiner.
Gunther, welcome to you. We are not worthy of the Drive to Survive series. You were so brilliant in that. It's made you a global superstar if you weren't already.
I don't know about that one, but thanks for having me.
You're in Melbourne now. Do people recognise you? Do they come up and go, hey, Gunther, how are you?
Yeah, a lot of people come in the airport. You know, when they have F1 races around, I've been recognised pretty well. But, you know, you get used to it.
Did you ever think when you were running Haas and doing that job that this documentary series would turn you into what you are now? Did you ever see that happening?
No. That's a short answer. No, I didn't see that one coming.
But you were so honest. We loved about it, I mean, the series was brilliant. But every time you were on it, you could tell that it was the authentic person. You didn't give a stuff that there were cameras there. You were just yourself. And that's what I think everyone loved.
Yeah, I think. But as I always say, it's easy for me because I'm just myself. I don't have to think what I'm doing. I just do my job. And there's good people around filming it, taking the audio and doing the job. So, as you say, I'm just myself.
What was the job like? You must have loved it, but did you get stressed? How did you go with it all?
I mean, obviously in Formula One, I think everybody gets stressed out. It's quite intense. It's not an easy job. And it's, you know, with more than 20 races a year, it's hard work as well. Mm.
Hey, Gunther, as we move on to the current Formula One series, and of course we're only in the early stages, but it gives us the shits that Max Verstappen just wins every race. Is there anyone else who's going to beat him at any stage?
Anyone.
Hopefully, yes. I don't know who it will be because I'm with you guys in the moment. I cannot see anyone coming in to do it. But like all these things, I think you have to see the glass half full here. And at some stage, somebody will come and take away from him. Domination always ended somewhere and somehow. I mean, how long it will take, I don't know. But the first two races, he was quite dominant. Without the quiet, he was dominant.
He was, yes. Seems too good. What about Oscar Piastri? Someone like that, a young kid coming through. And how good is he, the Aussie boy?
I think we start with your second question. How good he is. I think he's pretty good because coming into McLaren with having Lando Norris there, which is one of the future champions, or can be one of the future champions, and he can stand up to him. He beat him a few times last year in his rookie year, which says a lot, you know. Again, becoming a champion, you need to be at the right place at the right time. Sometimes that's out of your hands. But in the moment, I think he's in a very good team for his first years in Formula One. And then if he does well there, for sure one of the potential world champions picks him up. And maybe he can even stay where he is with McLaren, because McLaren is a strong team.
Well, we didn't know that much about you until you made a legend of yourself in the Drive to Survive series. But we did know Daniel Ricciardo was a properly funny bastard. And when he was on that show, the world suddenly wrapped their arms around this young man. He's a character. That's what we love about him.
Absolutely, you know, and he has a good smile, you know. Yes. He sees things pretty light-hearted most of the times, you know. Obviously, when he's racing, I think he gets stressed out as well as we all do in Formula One. It's not this easy that you can always just smile and laugh.
But it does help, doesn't it? Even when you're going ordinary, that big smile, I think everyone just loved that, and they all loved him.
Yeah, for sure that helps, but it helps not only to be loved by the people, it helps yourself as well, that you take it you take it lightly, you know. You're not dwelling on bad results, you just keep on going, and I think that is part of what Dan is doing, you know. He's having a few tough years now, but he still keeps on going and trying to do his best.
Yep.
Now, Gunther Steiner, we're speaking to the legend who's about to, of course, be a part of Channel 10's coverage of the Aussie Formula One and will be brilliant. Now, from the outside looking in, Gunther, it looks like the F1 drivers don't like each other at all. Is that the case?
I wouldn't say at all. Out on the track, they don't like each other at all because everybody's out there for himself, you know. So it should be as well, you know. But outside of the car, I think some get on better than some of the other ones. But no, I think in general, they don't hate each other. I mean, for sure, there are a few hates in there.
By the way, tell us who they are, Gunter.
Come on, Gunter.
I don't really know who that is. We need to ask the drivers. We can ask them on Network 10 in Melbourne. Who do you hate?
Yeah, it's good. If you're a Drive to Survive fan or a Formula One fan, tonight you can see an evening with Gunter Steiner happening at the Arts Centre. Get your tickets, artscentremelbourne.com.au.
What are you doing? Cashies, are you, Gunter? On the speaking tour now.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything, you know. I did the book and I'm not a team principal in the moment, so I need to do something to make a living, huh?
See that? You got the arse from Haas? We shouldn't say that.
You can't be saying that. Our special guest.
Well, Jim, he got the arse from Haas.
That is Australia. That is Australian humour.
You're an intelligent man. You've had the big jobs, but you're fluent in German, Italian and English. That's a good effort, Gunter.
Yeah, I don't know how fluent my English is, but it's okay, you know, to get around. Yeah, no, I grew up speaking Italian. I was born in Italy, but in the north of Italy, and we speak both languages there, German and Italian, so I grew up doing that one. And then English I learned when I was over 20 years old. Therefore, it isn't this good, you know?
Well, now you're living in North Carolina and you're trying to learn American. Oh. And that's harder than any other language, Gunter.
Oh, exactly.
I've given up on that one. I keep talking how I talk.
What do you love about Australia, Gunter? Or what are you looking forward to? The kangaroo or the Vegemite or all that crap?
No, the Vegemite not. We start with that one. No, the kangaroos, I hope I don't run into any. I've seen them, you know. It's in general. It's always a cool place to come to. I think that people are passionate. You go out there. It's near the city. It's in the city, but not a city circuit. You know, it's just a good place. The weather normally is good. I saw it will be a little bit colder this weekend, but not really cold, so we'll be fine. But it's just a good vibe always in Australia, and the fans, they are second to none.
Mm. Well, and you're from the north of Italy, so you'll be an enjoyer of fine wine. Oh. There's beautiful wine in Australia, Gunter.
I know it all, you know, so I keep on trying.
Keep on trying.
Hey, great chatting to you. Yes. Can't wait to see you part of the F1 coverage. And where do people catch up with the evening with the rabbits?
Be quick. Get to artscentremelbourne.com.au. It's an evening with Gunter Steiner at Arts Centre Melbourne tonight, JB.
Great chatting to you, mate. Enjoy the Aussie F1.
Thank you, guys. And see you soon.
Formula One legend Gunter Steiner on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.